Advent. There's something in the air, something you can almost feel at this time of year. Something that's always struck me in the last several years of how there is something in the air. I remember for the last 4 years when I was studying in Rome, of that I'd go out in the evening to walk the cities to see how they were decorated by the Romans, of how they'd hang lights throughout their streets, how they would go and decorate their churches, of how each Italian church would have their own unique nativity scene that they were particularly proud of, that you could feel Advent. You could feel that preparation for Christmas. The very word Advent means arrival or coming. And Jesus is the one whose Advent or arrival or coming we await. That Jesus will come to us this Christmas. We make room for him in the inn of our hearts. That Jesus is already with us, is always with us. But Advent is a time of grace to recognize more than ever that we can have Jesus more in our lives, that we need to make more room for Jesus, that Jesus is the one for whom we really long as the answer for all the longings, the desires, the questions of our lives. Advent is a grace-filled season to spend more time with Jesus, to allow him to answer our needs, our problems, and wishes. In the first reading this evening from the prophet Baruch, we hear a description written many centuries later of the Jewish people returning to Jerusalem after a terrible pain of their exile, when they were driven from Jerusalem and their country, and they had to live in Babylon, a foreign country and culture. There's a great joy in that reading because the Jewish people have once again returned to their homes from their exile. A joy is captured in the words of our psalm this evening. The Lord has done great things. They return again to their homeland, to Zion, to Jerusalem. It was so good for them, it almost seemed like a dream. In the gospel today, the Jewish people are on the move again. This time of moving from all over the land of Israel to go to John the Baptist by the River Jordan in the desert. Just as all those who were exiled had their hopes fulfilled when they returned to Jerusalem in our first reading, John the Baptist is announcing that all the hopes, all the prophecies of the Messiah will be fulfilled, that the people must prepare for this time, that go out and prepare the way of the Lord, that he's going and offering a baptism of repentance for sins, that this is something new, something exciting, something that hadn't been done before, that the Jewish people are coming out for John, for this baptism, that even though they don't fully understand that they're preparing for the coming of Jesus, they know something's changing. They know that John is saying the Messiah is at hand, that it meant for Jerusalem, that for the Jews, that their religion was about to be overtaken, about to change dramatically, of that the prophecies were going to be fulfilled. That as we know it, that Christianity was going to come and overtake the Jewish religion. So in the first reading in the gospel today, the people are on the move for something better. For the first reading, that move is for freedom to live once again in their own home country. In the gospel, on the move to the Jordan, to prepare for the coming of Christ. It was Advent for them. There was something in the air, and they knew it stirred themselves to go on journeys. That for Advent, for us this season, we can have our hearts stirred, that we can make that journey. That John the Baptist was preaching in the desert, which did not have any distractions, did not have the comforts of civilization. So it was best as a place to hear where God could speak, in that silence, in that deserted place, with no distractions, no other noises to keep him from hearing God's word. That Jesus will come to us this Advent and this Christmas if we make room for him in the inn of our hearts, if we create a desert in our lives, if we find out that peace, if we carve out a place of peace and quiet in the busyness of our lives, to give space and time to Jesus every day. That Advent is a grace-filled season to spend more time with Jesus, to allow Him to answer our needs, problems, and desires. That John the Baptist helped the people prepare the way for the Lord. That Luke goes and uses the very vivid language from the prophet Isaiah to describe what was taking place when John was preaching and baptizing by the Jordan. The variety of the valleys being filled, the mountains made level, rough ways made smooth. And if this is what took place in the hearts of the people coming to John for baptism in the Jordan, for us, the valleys to be filled in, the mountains made level, the rough ways made smooth are in our own hearts, just as it was for those people seeking the forgiveness of sins. That Jesus will come to us this Advent, this Christmas, if we make room for Him in our lives, in our hearts. If we create a desert in our lives so we can hear the voice of God without distractions, without the noises of life. If we carve out a place of peace and quiet in the busyness of our lives to give space and time to Jesus every day. St. John spoke strongly against the sins of man and called people to turn away from their sins, repenting sincerely of their erroneous path. And for those who harden their hearts, like the Pharisees or King Herod, he had harsh words reminding them of the sins of their actions and in their hearts that prevented them from being able to serve the Lord and follow Him as they were called to do, as the chosen people. And that is unfortunately what many of us today are suffering from as well. That throughout history and until this very day, many of us, sons and daughters of man, have not been able to resist the many temptations of the world, the temptations of money, of power, of glory and fame, of the pleasures of the flesh, immoral behavior, and many other forms of aberrations and wicked deeds that are abhorrent in the sight of God. It's because of these sins that we have drifted further and further away from God. And unless we make the effort to allow God to forgive us of our sins, to change our ways, to be more in accordance with His ways and His will, then we are at risk suffering the fate of hell if we are not found worthy of God's eternal glory and grace. In this time of Advent, the season of reorientation of our lives and the recollection of our actions, is the best time for us to begin to make a difference, to change our lives. That today we need to reevaluate our lives and begin with a better understanding of Christmas and its significance in our lives. That Christmas is all about Christ, as the Knights of Columbus campaign is, keeping Christ in Christmas. That Christmas is all about Christ and His saving love and grace. That for each and every one of us, that God loves each and every one of us, that He is willing to give everything, even His own Son, to be born a man, to eventually to suffer, die for our sake by bearing the cross of our sins. And if God loved us so much, then and even now, we are called then to love Him back with the same effort and sincerity that His Son shows us. We are called to serve Him and to be what He wants, righteous and just, in His presence. And thus we should shun all forms of sin and disobedience that we have done so far in life, all the worldly excesses, and resist the temptations to sin further. That today, as we continue this Advent journey, as we continue to move closer to the arrival of Jesus at Christmas Day, let us first and foremost realize our sinfulness and ask God to heal us and forgive us from those sins and faults. Let us go to the confessional to receive that sacramental absolution, to receive our penance for our faults, for our sins, to turn, to prepare for the way of the Lord. That we can go and commit ourselves through love and generosity to our fellow brethren, by the way of our life, upholding at all times the needs, the tenets of our faith, in our daily actions and deeds, that this Advent, that there is something in the air, that there is that hope, that expectation of Christmas, of Jesus being born in that manger, of Him beginning that great work of salvation, that He came to save all of us from life, from sin and death, and give us that great promise of eternal life.